one of the possibilities is to use electronic devices. Now, there is a system that is being used at Lenakel prison in Guernsey called Skyfence, which effectively identifies incoming drones and then prevents them coming onto the prison property. So it's effectively an electronic fence. Now, there's a lot of talk about using this type of technology to protect airports such as Gatwick. So I suspect there will be a lot of pressure put on government to spend the money to use this technology.
We see things like drones as, you know, they can be a bit of fun and you get great aerial pictures from them, but there does seem to be a minority who always want to use them for perhaps slightly less legal actions, as you say, dropping things into prisons, and now we've got this flying over an airport. Has technology kept up at the same sort of speed as far as deterring them, do you think?
Well, I think obviously technology moves forward apace, and trying to keep up in terms of how to effectively enforce the laws that we have is problematic. And the fact that there's only been 7 prosecutions in 5 years outside of the prosecutions relating to, you know, contraband being delivered into prisons, I think tells its own story. It's very difficult for the police to get the evidence to identify those that are flying drones illegally. We need to provide the police with the tools if they're to do, if they're to perform this task that we're giving them.
And presumably those tools aren't just a change in the law, because laws can easily be broken, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, you can change the law as much as you like, but if the police are not able to identify who is flying the drone, what are they going to do? Are they, it's very, very difficult for them. So technology has a part to play. For example, the Skyfence system and other systems as well. But there could be potentially technological issues there, and obviously cost issues. Precisely where are you going to install the equipment? Obviously the airports, but there will be a cost to it, no doubt. But then, having said that, you don't want a catastrophe. Unfortunately, so far, we haven't had a catastrophe. Obviously, this situation is very, very inconvenient for tens of thousands of people. But fortunately, with this incident, there hasn't been, for example, loss of life. So we need to think about exactly what we need in terms of protecting the public going forward.